You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, 97.1. We are on the eve of NHL free agency. And we are coming off of a weekend where the Red Wings made their draft picks and made a trade. Good time to check in. Got open lines, 248-539-9797. The John Gibson trade is being praised. Mm-hmm. The Red Wings upgraded in net. Now, how much of an upgrade, I think, is open to interpretation. John Gibson was a terrible goalie in 2023 and in 2024. Bounced back last year in 29 games. And all the metrics suggest it was a really good season. It's only 29 games. How big of an upgrade? Well, he's better than Mrazek, a goalie they never should have had in the first place. Overall, I felt like it was a justifiable trade. There's some upside there. He's expensive, seventh highest paid goalie in hockey, but I could justify it. I just am not going to do cartwheels. It felt very lukewarm, which was just kind of my feeling so far from the Red Wings' start to the offseason. They kept the 13th pick when a division rival who's lapped them in a rebuild was willing to trade two firsts to go out and get a proven blue liner in Noah Dobson and then ink him to a deal less than $10 million, which felt like a win. So now I got to go, well, what's Yzerman going to do? We had a goalie. Great. Well, he wasn't very good in Anaheim because Anaheim wasn't very good. Well, are we very good? See, that's the thing. You got to upgrade your blue line. Free agency starts tomorrow, and, well, John, the least encouraging thing possible was said by Steve Yzerman. He said, I'm not that optimistic, to be honest with you. There are more teams than there are players for what we're looking for. Already kind of laying out, guys, don't get your hopes up. We're not going to be able to add big players in free agency. And he backed it up by saying, we're not buying anybody out to create a little extra space for free agency. That is a lukewarm start, John.
Yes, it's frustrating, and I'm left with thinking the possibility is maybe it's a smokescreen, maybe they're going after Ekblad.
I hope so.
But that's not realistic. Like, that's not what he has done. He's not been one to mince words. He's been very much like Brad Holmes, where he says it, and then when it's all said and done, you're like, oh, wait, he was telling us the truth. There wasn't a smokescreen.
They're alike in this way. We don't have to like what they say, but they are pretty transparent.
Right. And so, I mean, there are other guys out there, and I'm frustrated because, okay, it's an upgraded goalie. What does that mean? Do they go from 86 points last year to 89 this year? Does that get them in the playoffs? What does it even do for this team? Because it's still the same defense in front of them.
Right. You can't say on one hand, you have to ignore 23 and 24 for Gibson, back-to-back awful, atrocious seasons. We have to throw them away because the team in front of him wasn't very good. Guys, what do you think we are?
So when he says that the amount of teams outnumber the amount of free agents, that's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
That they're interested in. Well, of course. It happens every season. I mean, seriously, it's every offseason in every sport.
Yeah, there's not like 40 high-impact players in free agency ever in any sport.
Can you, you know, get one of them once? Get one of the free... Can you be the winner?
Well, no.
Why?
We're not close enough to a cup. Like, this is this ass-backwards logic, and then we don't have the deadline because we're not close enough to a cup. Well, at some point, you got to add the impact guys, and you may have to pay a little more than you want to. You may have to take a risk. You may have to be willing to lose a trade. Oh, no, we may have given up too much for Dobson. You have to be willing to lose a free agent. What if that sixth or seventh year ages poorly? Well, the alternative is also a risk, that you never make the playoffs and get fired.
Is there any remorse to, like, deals like Kopp? To not doing that? I mean, it doesn't always work out.
Maybe.
Like, we endorsed last week Ekblad overpay.
I mean, within reason. I mean, they have roughly $20 million in cap space and more if they'd actually use the buyouts.
It's just so frustrating. It's like, I don't know. And then with the buyouts, like, I don't know how Jacob Hall plays hockey next year here. It's 1 year. It's
Jacob or Justin.
Or Justin, I mean. You know, I just don't get it.
I know.
And the fact that Tarasenko's going to be back...
Yeah, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, too, that these, like, Iserbots were running to use the, like, laser beam memes over the weekend because of the Gibson trade. It's a fine enough move, but it's like the forest through the trees here, people. They're not willing to make the draft day trade. They're not willing to be big spenders in free agency. Yes, they made, I'll say it because it's going to get misconstrued, an upgrade in goal. I'm fine with Gibson being here. There's upside if you look last year to suggest rolling the dice, but it being treated as anything other than that is people... clamoring to support Steve Yzerman when he doesn't deserve it.
And well, at least those people, they've been consistent for many months now, probably dating back to when Lalonde was fired. There are a group of Red Wing fans that believe goaltending was strictly the problem, and this team would have been in the playoffs with better goaltending. I don't agree with that. I think they've got certainly some other flaws while you mature your young guys could address.
Look, would a goalie have helped them last year? Yeah, I mean, we talked about Binnington, remember? Mm-hmm. And Yzerman was looking at Gibson before he got injured. And it may have helped steal a third period, right? Nobody was making a game-winning save late in the season for the Red Wings. I don't dispute the need in net. But if the thought here is, well, he's going to be good because of the team in front of him, that part is unfinished business. So as a Red Wing fan, how are you feeling? I use the pasta salad, potato salad... Yeah. Out in the summer barbecue analogy, kind of a lukewarm. Yeah, there's a little heat you add Gibson, but it's not enough to make that edible.
Well, and there's just different landmarks, and a lot of them are coming rapidly right now. Obviously, free agency starting tomorrow. It was, are they going to trade that 13th overall pick for something better? And it didn't happen. And okay, that's fine. But now when you don't trade that, and there are teams in your own conference that are improving, Montreal Canadiens, then you have to look towards free agency. And if those guys that have re-signed, restricted free agent, or guys that are just sticking with their team, you got to look and say, who's still available? Ekblad, probably going to become available.
Ekblad, big physical blue liner. Going to take a big deal to get him, but we've got cash to spend.
LA's Gavrikov.
Another name that Red Wing fans have been floating out there since before the season ended. The Rangers are a team that appears to be linked to him. Mm-hmm. Win the bidding war. Pay more money. That's how free agency works.
Provorov out of Columbus.
Yeah, Provorov. Yeah, I know
Provorov.
You're talking.
Sorry, I forgot.
He's got sandpaper in his name and his game.
So there are options, and it doesn't have to be a high-priced option, but there are guys that, you know, instead of spending $9.5 million, or 10 or 11 a year on somebody to make you better on defense, you can go $5 to $8 million a year and get better defensively.
Another name that Hockey Insiders have linked to the Red Wings is Keandre Miller, defenseman with the Rangers. They're doing a lot of pieces in, pieces out. Mm-hmm. Reportedly, they have an offer out on the table. Well, offer's not good enough to get the deal done right now. You have to give up a little more. You might have to be willing to lose a trade, take a little risk. If they end up with an Ekblad and a Miller and a Gibson, and I go, boy, that was a clear emphasis. We're going to get better on our own end because that's what wins late in the season and into the postseason. Guys, we're all invested in this hockey team. We want to see them take a step forward, but we have to see that they're invested in doing it.
And there's a number of different ways. What we've seen him do is pretty much go the only way, and that is the draft and develop. And I'm sorry, but the guys that you drafted this year probably aren't going to be around until 29 or 30.
I don't know when Fozzie Bear finally makes his appearance on the ice. I don't really know. I mean,
that's the nickname you're giving him.
I don't know. We drafted Carter Bear, and you're lying if you know who this guy was.
Fozzie Bear.
Unless you're like a hockey nerd or a dork, you didn't know who he was. Sure, I could read up on him and go 40 goals. Little scoring edge, compete level, fine, sure. But the reality is it's
29
years away from being here. You feel like he's drafted well. I think we can all say we feel like Yzerman has drafted reasonably well.
For where he's been drafting, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a little glut of guys that we like. I'm talking Sider and Raymond, who have already been extended, by the way, so clock's ticking on trying to win with them. But also guys like Casper really emerged last season. Simon Edvinson, I think, is a real nice piece for this hockey team. They've got some dudes that he's drafted that appear to be pretty good. So do you believe you've drafted guys that you're willing to win with, or are we still waiting? Are we still in a rebuild? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a fundamental question for Steve Yzerman. Are we still in a rebuild? Haven't made the playoffs. He treats the trade deadline very much like they are still in a rebuild. He treated the draft like a rebuild. If he's not willing to outbid free agents, like premium high-end guys, not the cops and confers, if he's not willing to get into the big race for the big free agents, he probably says, well, we're not there yet. We're still in a rebuild. Is that possible?
Yeah, but how do you get there?
Well, the disconnect, when reporters ask, like, what do you think of the playoffs? I hope so. Like, is that not the meant? Steve Yzerman is very much operating like they are still in the middle of the rebuild.
And I know we haven't got a lot of feedback this morning, but I got to believe Red Wings fans are happy that the goaltending should improve.
Mm-hmm.
But what about everybody else? What about trying to get to the playoffs so that maybe next year when the free agent market is reportedly going to be better.
Unless they all sign with their current teams.
Right, and then you could dabble in it next year. But what's wrong with trying to make the playoffs this year? This is going to be 10 years since the last time they were in the playoffs. This is year 100. And I know that it shouldn't play a part of it, but it does.
It matters
for
how fans
feel. Original six.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go a decade without a playoffs appearance.
You're going to slap that 100-year logo on the ice, maybe even with the words Hockey Town on it, and have this lukewarm offseason? I'm not saying Yzerman needs to placate any of us, but as an organization and the way they're viewed by this fan base, this is going to get unhealthy. This is going to get nasty.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We got open lines. It's 97.1.
Hey, you wait for summer all year long. It's that feeling of freedom, trading work for sunshine, and getting back to what you love. Summer is all about making memories. And at Verizon, we're celebrating you. You deserve to kick off summer feeling refreshed, connected, and ready for anything. This year, summer starts early with incredible value only at Verizon. Amplify your summer with amazing deals on the latest phones, smartwatches, and accessories that keep you connected wherever you go. Verizon has you covered with the network America relies on. And to make that summer feeling even sweeter, just for walking in, you're going to receive free summer essentials. That's right. Simply visit any Verizon location across the country and pick up your complimentary summer goodie. It's our way of saying thanks. But don't wait. These in-store freebies are only available through June 30th. That's today, while supplies last. So before you hit the beach or fire up the grill, make your first stop your nearest Detroit Verizon store today. Discover amazing deals, get connected on a network you can trust, and grab your free summer essential. That's Verizon.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's Steve Yzerman. Asked about what the fans are getting with Fozzie Bear. They used the pick at 13 while a division rival traded first to get Noah Dobson. Okay, fine. Then the quote we read you, we'll see if we can address it in free agency. I'm not optimistic, to be honest with you. There's more teams than there are players for what we're looking for. The trade market remains the focus. They did make a trade over the weekend, John Gibson. It's an upgrade. They send back Mrazek, a player they never should have acquired to begin with. It's an upgrade. In 29 games last year, Gibson had a knack for making the big save. He's a veteran goalie. Mm-hmm. He can be your number one. He's also very expensive, seventh highest paid goalie, and was atrocious back-to-back seasons in 23 and 24. I bring that up because if you don't put a better team in front of him, this is just going to be an expensive mid-tier goalie. So it's not one of the laser beam Yzerman memes today. This is not a, wow, look what they did over the weekend. We're not doing cartwheels. The backdrop is you're not buying guys out. You're not optimistic about free agency. You're keeping your draft picks. You're staying the course. 248-539-9797. I said it's a lukewarm weekend. It's your pasta salad sitting out at the barbecue. It's not cold. It's that lukewarm, not even really edible. The flies are starting to... Yeah, that's the Red Wings. But that's who they are now. They got the flies circling... Bzzz. Around this lukewarm, kind of gross pasta salad of a team.
I'm really curious as to how patient this fan, and there are, we've heard from some fans, patience ran out years ago.
Yeah.
Some it was, hey, this year there needs to be a move. There needs to be something that makes this team better, that they're going to be a playoff team. How many are still left out there that are willing to follow the plan of patience? And when does that when is patience running out?
I mean, I'm dealing with it on a personal level, like as a fan of this hockey team. We got a partial package to go to games, my wife and I, and the thought was, we're buying these for the long haul, and we're re-upped for next year. You had to make that decision before another you know, failed March. I don't want to give them up. I like going to hockey games. I like the Red Wings as a team. I don't like this current iteration of them. And I think all fans are struggling because Steve Yzerman holds a special place in Red Wing fans' hearts. I mean, they whether you grew up on it like me or he was the guy that captained a breakthrough after so many years of suffering, you want it to work with Steve Yzerman. But I want him to want it to work. And this weekend is the start of what looks to be another one of these dull off seasons.
And what we want is what we saw down in Tampa. A general manager that, he's always drafted well, but that could go out there and manufacture some trades and bring in guys that were going to improve your team.
I don't feel like we're setting this guy up for failure here. You got cap space. You got young players you've drafted and extended. You're on the doorstep of the postseason. Either you're going to make some impactful moves, or it's going to have to be done exclusively through the draft. And that feels foolish. The Florida Panthers just won the Cup, and 20% of their roster was homegrown drafted. 80% would have been trades and free agents and savvy, hey, we think this guy's better than the league thinks he is. We have seen none of that from Yzerman at this point in his tenure.
So what's the one move between free agency opens up tomorrow?
Yeah.
And it could be a trade. It could be free agency. What's the one move that you would look and go, okay, here we go?
Well, I think the easiest move is Ekblad. Mm-hmm. If he's set to be a free agent, hasn't been extended by Florida, he's going to hit the market here. Yeah.
And they're limited a little bit in terms of what they can do. They've got so many guys that are up.
They need guys to be willing to take a bit of a discount. And if he does that, you can't do anything about it. But if he's truly a free agent, you have the cap space. He loves this team. He grew up rooting for this team. I don't say that to mean, well, those are the only guys we're allowed to target. I'm saying you shouldn't have a hard time
selling it,
getting him on the phone and offering so much money to him that he'll take the deal. He's still in his 20s. He's worn the letters, the A, as a leader for Florida. So if he plays physical, plays gritty, is a leader, are those not all the things that we've been asking this team to add? And they'd still have cap space when it's all over to maybe add another blue liner or a winger or roll it into an Edvinson extension. My point is, it wouldn't compromise them to take a risk and roll the dice on a player who, hey, maybe at the end of the deal, it wouldn't look so good. You know, a 6 and 7 year deal, it might not look very good. Well, the cap's going to go up. You have to take some risks along the way.
He does. He checks just about every box except the end of the contract. That's why you have to do it, and you have to deal with it later. You have to add defensive depth that kicks everybody down, and he plays up with Seider, or there's a second line, whatever. If you do that with the Gibson addition, they probably will make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, if Gibson stays healthy, and Ekblad, by the way, has to stay healthy too. He's had his fair share of injuries. Yeah, it changes some of the defensive identity of this hockey team.
I mean, my thing is with the Ekblad, there are a few warning signs here, potentially injuries and end of the contract. But I'm willing to deal with those consequences and that thing going south.
Yeah, the alternative is you just never take any risks, and it's just got to be exclusively from within. Let's get to Paul in Northville. Paul, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for including me in the conversation. We've had this conversation before about a guy, and I'm gonna touch on him again. I think a big piece of NHL scouting is the guys that support your GM.
Yeah.
And I think Steve had better support maybe down in Tampa than he does here. When Verbeek left and went to Anaheim, who's he traded Gibson with, that's made a huge difference. I think you go out and grab a consultant. And his first name's George. You guys know who I'm going to talk
George
about.
George McPhee, yes.
He built a team with everyone's third and fourth line guys that everyone left unprotected
Vegas
during his draft.
Yeah.
And that team ran up against his team he built in Washington.
Paul, it's a good point, because we've done a lot of discussion, not just our show, but the whole station's discussed pro scouting and the failures of the pro scouting, and free agency is where your pro scouting has to shine. It would have been a real big win if they had said, hey, we're bringing someone from the outside rather than the same good old boys network that hasn't found those players yet.
just bring him in as a consultant. Like, hey, Steve, you're the guy. Everyone else, you're still the guys too. He's just a consultant, an extra set of eyes,
yeah.
An extra voice. He knows how to evaluate pro talent. That's the bottom line. And I don't feel like anybody in our front office right now is doing a very good job of that. And this logo at Center Ice, it can't say Hockey Town, guys.
Not yet.
We're not Hockey Town anymore. Let's be real. Come on. That was an Ilitch marketing move back when we were fantastic. And now we're freaking mediocre town. And it's bull crap.
I got you, Paul. I appreciate the censorship on it there. I mean, the texter says that the Wings are the redheaded stepchild in town. We shouldn't even waste our time talking about them. When it comes to the Hockey Town bit, they gave fans the two choices. I would pick the clean 100-year logo without the word Hockey Town. And it's not because I don't want to be Hockey Town again. We got to see this team playing meaningful playoff hockey for it to be rocking like Hockey Town again. You know, could you imagine you take Hockey Town away, you go on the longest drought in franchise history, and then you slap it back in before you've made the playoffs? It just wouldn't feel right.
No, and in regards to, I know Gov brought up, you know, what if it goes south with Ekblad? What if he gets hurt? Well, okay, that's part of playing the game.
Yeah.
You can't make every signing on, well, if we do this and he gets hurt, then we're worse off than we were before.
And
like, you just can't. Injuries happen. You can't operate with that amount of fear.
And it's not like Steve's been against dumping a contract. He's had to do that with some of his own deals as it is. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Jason and Macomb. Jason, good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
Guys, I think it's more of the owner. I really do. I think the Tigers' success really destroyed the way that the Red Wings have built their team. So what big player has the Tigers signed, or big impact players the Tigers signed, to make it that obvious that we have to keep signing new talent to Ilitch? Because I don't think that he's even giving any freedom to Steve Yzerman to do anything.
Well, hold on.
No one's mentioned this whole time.
I actually view it a little differently. The Tigers were greenlit to offer Alex Bregman $171 million. He wanted 180, 186. He wanted more. It didn't happen, but the money was greenlit to do so. The Red Wings are a team that spends near the salary cap every year. It's not like they're skimping money off the top on the roster. They're just not doing a good job picking the right players and wheeling and dealing. And if anything, I would tell you what Scott Harris has done only makes Yzerman look worse. Like, you want to say it's not fair to compare the Red Wings and the Pistons because basketball, it's easier to turn things around. Like, Langdon in 1 year, even though it's the same building and they're in the playoffs, that's not a fair comparison. Baseball and hockey are the two most comparable, right? In terms of, hey, the guys you draft aren't there right away and it could take 3 or 4 years. Yet, the Tigers are considerably better than the Red Wings. And Scott Harris didn't come in here with the reputation of Steve Yzerman. So if anything, that makes the Wings look worse. Same ownership. The Tigers can do it. Why can't the hockey team? It's because Yzerman's not half the executive that Scott Harris has been.
Not through this point.
Brendan in Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Hope all is well.
What's up?
Point I just wanted to make. I think that, and I think we've seen it for about 2 or 3 years in a row now, Steve Yzerman, I think he tries to be the smartest guy in the room. And because he does that, he backs himself into a corner. He's always waiting too long. Like, for example, if you were to just set free agency aside, right, we got to take care of what's in-house first. Why in the world does Patrick Kane not have a contract right now? Free agency opens at 12 o'clock tomorrow. Pat Brisson, his agent, his phone will ring at 12:01 if he does not have a contract. I mean, Toronto is licking their chops. And all that's going to do, I'm not saying that Kane would sign there. He'll probably still sign with the Wings. He's going to drive the price up. So maybe you get him at 1 year, $4 million, or 2 years, $6 million. Well, Toronto's going to come in with an offer, drive the price up. Or, you know, if you want to talk about, like, Nick Hague was a guy on their radar.
Sure.
What was it, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. last night? Hague gets traded, and then Nashville signs him right away because they didn't want to wait. So, I mean, at this point, I think you're kind of backed into a corner. It's got to be Ekblad or Gavrikov. You got to go all in to grab a D-man, unless you're going to pull a trade out of a hat.
Right, and that's that Keandre Miller rumor. Like, but they need more than one impactful player. I would argue they need a free agent and a trade, or two trades. I'm not counting the Gibson thing as high impact. I think there's a justification to make the move. Don't read into this as me saying it's a bad trade. I just point out that he's been very inconsistent. He's very expensive. There's a reason he was available for a was it 26 or 27 second round pick, mm-hmm. you're rolling the dice on him. And I think it's a worthwhile gamble, but that's not the high impact move. You still need, I would say, two high impact players added to this hockey team. One's got to be on the blue line, and you could do both on the blue line if you really wanted to go all in on making sure that that's a much tougher hockey team in their own end. 248-539-9797. We'll get to Heather's news before the hour ends. We're going to get to Tiger baseball. I said something early in the show, and everybody got kind of squeamish about it. It's 97.1. Brightside Dental, it's the place to go if you're looking to get back into that routine. You've skipped out on regular dentist appointments because life's busy and life gets in the way. The summer's no different. You're going to have camps and sports and vacations. You want to get back in that routine, you and your kids. $35 new patient special covers exams and x-rays without the hidden fees. So make an appointment, get back in that routine as the summer gets rolling. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I asked a question, made a statement about this Tiger baseball team. Everybody got kind of squeamish. We'll get to that. Get to Heather's news. Wrap up the Red Wing conversation. Jake in Walled Lake, thoughts on the Red Wing start to the offseason?
My biggest thoughts are, what you were kind of talking to, what you were kind of talking about earlier with Scott Harris. I mean, Scott Harris, I don't think has done any better than Steve Yzerman. He came in with a fully pre-built team from Alavila. He only brought in a couple of guys. He brought in like Jack Flaherty, Gleyber Torres, and everybody else. But all those guys are Alavila's guys. I mean, we got to remember Mortsider and everybody else is 24 years and younger. And we have about six or seven guys about to make this team within the next season or two. So I think realistically, we're either going to make the playoffs this year or next year. I get the pro scouting has been great, but he started off with nothing.
When are we going to stop using the Holland excuse? Like, what's the expiration date on Steve didn't get a great foundation? Because I agree he was handed a lousy hand. But every player who skates for the Detroit Red Wings was drafted, signed, extended or traded for by Steve Yzerman himself. So if the product's no good on the ice, it's no longer Ken Holland's fault.
I mean, I can totally understand what people are saying about that. But I'm just going back to we had a 25-year playoff straight run. So our cupboards were bare. He drafted nobody for 4 years straight. I mean, we could have drafted Martin Nikas or Nick Suzuki or Quinn Hughes, and we'd have been in the playoffs at this point already.
Yeah, Hughes and Zadina is especially painful. But, Jake, like, is there a date where we can stop doing the Holland thing? Like, is it 26? Is it 2027? Like, when do I never to hear again that he was handed a lousy start? When has he had enough time to dig out of it and stand on his own 2 feet?
26 or 27, just because I can see all the sheer amount of prospects coming in. We have about like 8 different players about to make this team. Lombardi, Mazur, Danielson, Nygaard, Tosa, Palkla, one of those guys from Grand Rapids. They're all just about ready. So I think this team's going to be ready, and it's going to be good to go for a long period of time after this.
Well, that's the other thing. Like the way they're building this, it almost feels like it's not enough to win a cup, which is silly. But if you're going to do this routine, like we're going to torpedo for a decade and never make any bold moves, and you better let the cups flow. Like it better be like we're perennially the best team in hockey. Otherwise, what the hell is all this for?
It just feels like there just needs to be something. Because there's for so many years there hasn't been anything, and it's like it almost feels like Yzerman doesn't make a move before the draft, no trades, and then you get the free agency and he doesn't make a move. And then he's almost backed into a corner and then makes the wrong move.
Or gets to the trade deadline and makes no move because they're not better. Like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, we're not going to add anybody right now because prices are too high and these teams are crazy in the trade market. Okay. Then we get to the trade deadline. Well, we're not good enough to add and it just perpetuates and you're relying exclusively on your draft picks. Anyway, we'll talk Tigers, but first Heather with the news.
Well, Detroit firefighters are working to put out this massive industrial fire on Detroit's east side. Early this morning, right around 2:30, someone from this company that recycles waste oil from the Big Three could smell burning rubber. And within a few hours, explosions, huge flames, black smoke could be seen for miles. I mean, if you check out the photos, it's pretty incredible. One firefighter was injured fighting the flames. Not burned. I think he hurt his back, but is in stable condition. So that's great. At this point, it's unclear how the fire started or when it will be completely put out. There was a spokesperson for the Detroit Fire Department that said they were worried about sulfuric acid impacting the fire along with a 200-gallon oil drum.
Yikes.
Yeah, doesn't sound good.
No.
So hopefully that gets put under control as quickly as possible. Now, speaking of fires, you might have heard this story. Multiple firefighters in Idaho were fatally shot while responding to a brush fire. Police say that a gunman who was described as a sniper, like I woke up to this news, saw this all over, intentionally set the fire to like lure the firefighters in.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
I don't know. The gunman was since found dead after getting into a battle with officers.
Who targets firefighters?
I don't know. Like I said, the motive is unknown at this point. Former University of Michigan president Santa Ono and former football coach Jim Harbaugh are being added to a lawsuit involving former assistant coach Matt Weiss. So the most recently filed lawsuit is an amended class action complaint from 11 women who obviously accused Weiss of hacking into their accounts, stealing their personal photos. And along with Ono and Harbaugh, 48 other people currently or previously affiliated with the university have been added to this amended suit. As part of this amended lawsuit, the plaintiffs are accusing the university of allowing Wise to coach in the 2022 Fiesta Bowl, despite already knowing that he had illegally accessed private photos.
That's the bombshell.
Yeah. So the suit is alleging that the university put the interests of the university's football team ahead of those who have been victimized. So basically, Harbaugh has said previously that he wasn't aware of the allegations until after the Fiesta Bowl. But these plaintiffs allege, no, the university knew at least 2 weeks before that game. As part of the new lawsuit as well, the plaintiffs are requesting a trial by jury. This is an interesting story. A woman in Thailand suffered a freak accident after eating fish. So this woman apparently swallowed a fish bone and it came out the side of her neck. What? Yeah, so this woman says she knew instantly that she had swallowed this fish bone, went to the ER, said, I know this happened. They did an X-ray. They said, nah, we don't see anything. You're good. Go home. So she thought, okay, I guess I'm good. Yeah. But 2 weeks later, she noticed a spot on the right side of her neck. Looked swollen, so she said, you know what, maybe it's a thyroid thing, who knows? Sure. Went back to the hospital, they did another round of x-rays, still saw nothing. They gave her some pain meds, sent her home, and she was applying this like pain patch, she said, on her neck when she pushed down and a bone popped out of her
goodness.
She went to the ER for a third time. They yanked the bone out, and her doctors say they've never seen anything like it before, and she says she's never eating fish again.
Could you imagine after they told you twice it wasn't there and you go, you want to try a third time? Here it is. You're going to lie to me and say it's not here?
Oh, man. Like,
it's crazy.
That's wild.
Ridiculous.
Weird freak accident.
All right, Heather with the news. Said something about the Tigers earlier in the show, and everybody got kind of squeamish about it. And I don't think it's particularly bold. I don't want to be pat on the back for it. I think it's rather obvious. The Tigers took 2 or 3 over the weekend. That was actually a replay of me saying that from the previous Monday and the previous Monday and the previous Monday. They just keep taking 2 of 3. They're 11.5 games up in the division. Everybody in the division has a losing record, with Cleveland being swept over the weekend. And I said the division race is over. You can't say that. Why? I think we all acknowledge they're winning this division, right? Everybody got kind of squeamish. This is feeling a little reminiscent of disco. Guys, nobody in the division's any good. The Tigers are. They got the best record in baseball. If they played 500 the rest of the way, they would win 92 games, which won the division last year. Mm-hmm. Well, what if they get injured? Well, they've rallied through every injury they've suffered all season long. Remember starting without 2 center fielders and their starting catcher? Veerling with multiple setbacks? I'm not really worried about an injury. You know, knock on wood, nobody wants it to happen.
Yeah.
But this team doesn't go on long losing streaks. They're up 11.5 games in their division. Everybody else has a minus run differential. They're winning the division. And if you're uncomfortable saying it, I wanted to know at what point you would be. Is it as simple as I got to see the series with the Guardians this weekend, 4th of July weekend? Is it I got to wait until the All-Star break, the trade deadline? I mean, we expect them to add at the trade deadline, right? I mean, we heard from the man himself they're going to add at the trade deadline. So why would we be afraid to say the division race is over? Everybody gets kind of squeamish. John, don't be afraid to be great.
I'm not going to say, I have said all along, especially when we talk about them adding at the deadline, I don't think it's about winning the division. I'm not going to sit here and say the division is over. There's still so much baseball to be played. And
but you can't name a team that's a threat.
No, but I can name
the field.
Injuries could happen.
They have happened.
They could derail this team.
They haven't.
Yes, you're right. They have happened. They've found ways to overcome. At the beginning of the year, we thought the sky was falling because they have no center fielder. Insert Javi Baez, who is most likely going to be an all-star. No one thought that that was possible.
Right.
I understand that they've been able to overcome injuries. I understand that the longest losing streak that they have had all season long, 3 times, they have lost 3 games in a row. They are really good at winning series. They don't have extended droughts.
So how the hell are they going to blow an 11.5 point lead now that we're in the second half of the season? Guys, it's not early anymore. The next time they play will be in the month of July. We're more than halfway through the season. They don't lose series very often, let alone 3 in a row, and they're going to add at the deadline.
I'm really excited for you that you're that confident that you are declaring them Central Division champs on June 30.
It's not even bold. They're minus 3,500 to win the division. I thought we would move on because the much bigger conversation is fighting for one of the top two seeds. They're more in a division with the Rays, Astros, and Yankees than they are in a division with the Royals, Guardians, and Twins. Winning enough games to secure a top two spot, a first round bye, starting Tarek Skubal in game one of a postseason series. That's what they're fighting for more than the division. The division's done. Everybody's dead. They're all below 500. Why can't we say that?
Here comes the Costa curse. Getting ready to declare the AL Central race over in June.
So if I wait till tomorrow, then it's in July and it sounds better? Guys.
Jim, there's a lot of baseball left. I have confidence in the team. I think the biggest argument, or biggest thing to support your argument is that they don't lose like a lot of games in a row. They haven't had more than a 3-game losing streak. They've got a bulldog ace to prevent that, even if it gets, you know, worse. And it's June 30th, man. Like Cleveland, I think they're the team that would make the move potentially. They're coming off a division championship last year. They've had some injuries. And they have the Tigers' number a little bit.
I want you to play the math out that you did earlier. Because you said they had to go like 30 games over 500 while the Tigers go 500 for them to lose this race.
This is on the heels. And I know last year was a historic run. And we'll get to those numbers in a second because they're going to support what I'm talking about. In regards to last year, it had to be an epic run by the Tigers paired with an epic fail by the Twins.
So you'd need not only the Guardians to go on a tear, I'd need some kind of collapse that the Tigers go on.
I mean, within reach. I think it's barely within reach for the Guardians to pull this off. But let's just say the Tigers go, 39 and 38 the rest of the way. That's 92 wins. To me, that's a worst case scenario.
That won the division a year ago.
Yeah. The Guardians would then have to go 53 and 27.
I've seen
teams do that. It's just barely within reach. Now, is there any evidence to say the Guardians would do this whatsoever? No. The Twins look cooked. They don't have Lopez or starter. He's not coming back.
Right.
But I've seen enough of this happen historically that I'd like to get into mid-July, probably the All-Star break. They are playing the Guardians this weekend. Okay. I think did they sweep them? I mean, that's probably a coffin.
So next Monday, we come in from the long holiday week. What if they only take 2 or 3? Is that enough for you to buy in, or they have
depends
to sweep
what happens
them?
During this week. I mean, there's no reason to think the Tigers would lose a series to the Nationals.
Right. Again, they very rarely lose series.
Carpenter's out. Let's see how that... But they have an answer to everything.
Wenzel Perez. I mean, you just got done telling us he's more than a platoon player last week.
Right.
They always have an answer, seemingly before the problems even show up. And we've been singing that song since April.
But I just want to at least give a little room for not only the Guardian series, but the Rays come here next week. The Rays beat them.
Yeah.
So they're playing after the Nationals, two teams that have won series against them. That's a rarity.
Yeah.
So let's just see where the numbers lie then.
Yeah.
Because you're 10 games deeper into this, and if the Guardians haven't started to make a slight push, or the Tigers don't go through some little bad stretch here that they haven't done all year.
Their worst month was June, right? The bullpen's taking on water. We're seeing real flaws. Oh, no. 15 and 11 in the worst month. They're going to add in July. So I'm supposed to believe they're going to have multiple below 500 months to close the season?
I don't think that both of those things happen.
Where
Cleveland goes, I'm not going to sit there and say it's a guarantee. I'm not going to declare it over. There's so much baseball to be played. There's so many wild cards involved.
You're afraid to be wrong? Like,
no, I'm just not ready to make that declaration.
06. They were 76 and 36, and they finished 19 and 31. Okay, nobody saw that coming at the time. It probably won't happen again.
I just think this is so funny.
How old were you when that happened?
06? I've been 13. I was very familiar with the 06 season.
People forget that, you know, they blew the division, but then they made up for it.
I know. I see the clock. 248-539-9797. Is it really that bold? They're winning the division. It's 97-1. It was incredible. Skubal and the crowd feeding off one another. When he struck out the side to end the third inning, and he had struck out 7 straight, 8 of the first 9. I mean, we're 3 innings into a baseball game, and this crowd is roaring. Sunday Night Baseball finally back, and the stage was not too big for Tarek Skubal. He was thriving.
No. And he'll get another chance on national TV.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Against the Guardians. And maybe that's a barometer for people. They need to see them finally beat the Guardians in a series.
I'm sure the Cleveland fans will welcome him.
Open arms.
Yeah, remember the fist bump last year?
So the Tigers are 11 and a half games up in their division, and I really stress that we are moving on to bigger and better things. It's about the Rays and the Yankees and the Astros and the fight to have one of the top two seeds. The buys, setting up Skubal in the postseason. This division race is over. But if you say that, people get weird and squeamish. We all think it. We don't actually control whether it's going to happen. We can just call it what it is. They don't go on long losing streaks. They're going to add at the deadline. Everybody else in the division is below water, both in record and run differential. What if someone gets injured? I don't know. They lost two center fielders and Javi Baez turned into an all-star. Well, now he's back in the infield. Well, good, because they need him. Trey Sweeney got sent down. Vierling's hurt. Now Vierling's back. Vierling's hurt. Then Vierling's back. Maybe Kerry Carpenter's got some bad hammies. Well, Wenzel Perez is, you know, blossoming at the perfect time. They always have a solution. I'm not proclaiming they're winning the World Series today. I'm not telling you they'd beat the Guardians in a postseason series. I know people have weird feelings about that. But whether they beat the Guardians this week, whether they come into the All-Star game on a 100-win pace or not, to win this division, they're more than in the driver's seat. They have a minus 3,500 bet to win the division right now. This is not bold. I don't want a pat on the back. I thought it'd be pretty easy to just say, yeah, all right, they're winning a division on to bigger and better things. But people get weird because of 06 and because of last year.
Well, and because there's so much baseball left to be played. And I still think that they're winning the division. I'm not just going to sit here and say at the end of June, and I know next time they play, it's the July 1st, that the division is over. I do think that they win a division. Now the question is, what are they going to add at the trade deadline so that they can win a World Series?
Yeah. Because that's what it's more about. Whether they added the deadline or not, I think they're winning this division.
But there's just so much baseball to be played. There's so many wild cards. And I fully admit, it would take probably an even more epic comeback for Cleveland or the Twins paired with
a Tiger collapse.
A Tiger collapse, like we saw last year with the Tigers making that epic comeback and the Twins completely falling apart. And that wasn't even for, that was for a wild card spot.
I was going to say, the history of last year didn't even result in the Tigers winning a division. So if you're going to tell me someone's going to wake up like Cleveland or Minnesota or Kansas City, okay. The wake up for the Tigers didn't even win them the division. And Cleveland right now is not as good as they were a year ago.
And we're taking the odds, right? And it's what, minus 3,500 to win the division.
Yeah.
All right. What were the odds last year when they started their run? It was like, what, 2% chance of them making the postseason?
Yeah, and somebody on text said that this is about a 3% chance right now for the Guardians, so it can happen.
Guardians, 26th in runs scored, 29th in batting average. Their offense is, like, laughably bad.
And this time last year, what did we think about the Tigers?
What? That the offense wasn't good enough?
We didn't think about them at all. We didn't think about them at all.
Jim,
they didn't win the division.
Out.
So, but, great. Congrats. The Guardians may make the playoffs. That's what your little miracle point is going to be, that they make the playoffs, which is fine. They're not winning the division.
The Tigers ran out of games last year, or they would have won the division probably. They were 53-61, way bigger hole than the Guardians. They're just 2 under .500. They still have, they played a 4-game series with them, so they've got 9 direct games still. It's just,
they're chasing a team with a 100-win pace.
Right, but they have way more games left than the Tigers did when they made their move, probably by 35 games or so.
So are you predicting that they win 100 games as well? I mean, don't be afraid to be great.
Jim, I want you to go have a shirt made. You can do this with lettering says.
The triple-digit disco?
Tigers 2025 AL Central Champs. And wear it.
Okay.
And think about it.
Beat the Rush.
You could sell them on the ticket website.
Right
next to Fear Javier.
I say there may be a copyright issue. The Tigers might not like us selling it early, but I feel it. I believe it. I think you guys believe it too. Maybe that's the thing. I know we got to get to the next show. That's the thing that irks me the most. We all agree, but I'm the bad guy for saying it out loud. Gator, are the Tigers winning this division?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah.
Are you ready to declare the division race over?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.